Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
To another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. But while you're doing that, while you're trying to figure out how to be part of the solution, head over to, we can all do it together, right? MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell has truly, honestly, gone out of his way to make it easier for guys like me to make money online, make money with his product, if you would. And we need a way to do it. Facebook has made it tougher. Twitter, X, AEFG, whatever they're being called these days, have made it tougher to do. And we do. We need help in making it happen. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air in the chat room. But head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell, again, making it a little easier for guys like me to make a few bucks online. You know what? And Christmas is coming up. And guys, it's right around the corner. Go ahead and blow it. You have no reason to, because if you use my name, Joe, as in the promo code, you'll save 30 to 70%. It'll make a big difference, I'm telling you. And you'll make her happy. Robes, slippers, sheets, pillowcases, mattress covers, whatever. Check them out. I think you'll find out that you'll be very happy. Look, you guys usually aren't into this stuff. Love the sheets. Love the towels. You know, I go out of my way to use his towels than I do the other towels that we have. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. All right. This just gets crazier and crazier. Seriously. Now, what you're hearing from the White House, right? Israel should take responsibility for protecting innocent civilians in Gaza, even though Hamas is using them as human shields. So you're telling me so. He's surrounded by kids. He's surrounded by women. He's surrounded by children. Right? They got a missile launcher there where they're taking out schools with women, children, and kids. That's okay, though. It's okay if Israel loses. Anyway, Biden administration's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, was on the air Sunday, and he said the Israeli forces continue bombing the Gaza Strip following the steady terrorist attack more than 3 weeks ago. Sullivan appeared at the CNN... that explains it. CNN State of the Union. He said that the Israel government should take every possible action. Well, let me put it this way. He's telling them to leave. He's sending flyers there. He's got radio transmissions going in. Leave. Get out. We're going to be bombing. We're going to level that place. Take whatever you want to take with you and get out of there. And Hamas is making life extremely difficult because they're using people, civilians, as human shields. Right? They're using these people as like a... first of all, think about it. They're using them as a rocket kind of infrastructure thing, where they're building a human wall and launching these things from within those walls, human walls. And then they're using them as an infrastructure to protect themselves, as a human shield, if you would, which is nothing new for them. You see them do it all the time. That's so they don't die and somebody else does. So it's a real burden for Israel, but the bottom line with it is, not anymore. In some cases, you guys voted them in. Right? In some cases, you let Hamas take over. And I don't know. It's just like I say here. Why do we keep bailing on Chicago? Why do we keep spending tax dollars in New York or Sacramento, you know, any of those, Portland, Seattle? Why are we giving them money? You people are voting for this violence. You vote in DAs, you vote in mayors and governors who really don't care how much violence is going on, how many cops get killed. Not until their car gets carjacked while they're in there that they decide, well, maybe we need to fund them, we need to give them some more money. Now, Sullivan said that President Biden will speak to Israel Prime Minister Benjamin, not you. Yeah, right. You know what? I'm convinced you could put anybody in front of Joe telling me it was Benjamin Netanyahu, he'd believe him. Right? Seriously. I mean, he's going to talk to him about making sure he protects Palestinian civilians. Now, bear in mind, right, that I love this. What was it? 70, I just read it yesterday. 78% of the Palestinians living in Gaza support Hamas. Now, I don't know if they said that. I can't tell you they said that because they didn't want to get killed afterward or what. But if that number's true, then why? Why worry about it? They are supporting a group of people that want the Israelis dead. At any cost, in any way, in any shape. You would also say we've had conversations privately, well, in our public pronouncements with Israel about the need to protect innocent civilians. Make sure they're not targeted. Their military operations are so focused on terrorists and not the innocent people. Right, because we've done such a good job at that, too, in the past. Right. Since Hamas terrorists first infiltrated Israel on October 7th, many of the 8,700 people have been killed in the war on both sides. 1,400 Israelis went first. In a nasty, nasty way. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are, well, I'm back. How about you? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution here. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. Talked about a little earlier. Doctors are down. Some doctors down. Doctors with integrity. Doctors with a heart are now sounding the alarm. Adolescent psychiatrist and gender identity expert. Oh, sure. Dr. Caltilia has come out against the so-called gender affirmation care in a essay on the Free Press. Now, Katilia, who describes herself as a pioneer of irreversible sex change treatments for kids, was appointed in 2011 as chief psychiatrist to head up a gender identity clinic at Finland's University Hospital. Now, she has since overseen the medical transition of over 500 adolescents, and that's in her bio. She's had apparently had a change of heart. She said, even so, I have some serious questions about all this. She writes about the pediatric gender clinic's founding. We're being told to intervene in a healthy, functioning body simply on the basis of a young person's shifting feelings about gender. Adolescence is a complex period, right? They have all kinds of sexual feelings, mental issues, fighting themselves, so to speak. She said there was a surprise to the patients who flocked to her new clinic were mostly girls with severe psychiatric conditions. Many came from difficult family situations and a history of developmental difficulties, while still more were on the autism spectrum. Remarkably, few had expressed any gender dysphoria until their sudden announcement in adolescence. Now they were coming to us because their parents, usually just moms, had been told by someone in an LGBT organization that gender identity was their child's real problem, or the child had seen something online about the benefits of transition. And that's the other thing. This thing skyrocketed during the lockdown. Why? Because a lot of these kids went to TikTok, where this stuff was being pushed like crazy. Not a little bit, not kind of, like crazy. Dutch studies have inspired much of the current medical establishment pediatric guidance for gender dysphoria. The paper raised serious questions about the wisdom of pediatric sex change procedures by looking at the patients who came to the clinic. I mean, she's out there with it. She's talking about it. The Finnish Health Authority in 2021 backed psychotherapy instead of irreversible puberty blockers. Let me say that again. The Finnish Health Authority. Much more liberal than we are in this country. They backed the psychotherapy instead of irreversible puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, as the first medical treatment gender dysphoria individuals should receive. 8 years into the opening of the pediatric gender clinic, they say some patients started coming back to tell us they now regretted their transition. Some call detransitioners. They wish to return to their birth sex. Too late. Too bad. The authors of the Dutch protocol asserted that their rates of regret were minuscule. Now, American Academy of Child and Adolescence Psychiatry reported rejected panels led by Katilia, which would urge Europe's medical establishment to move away from advocating for cross-sex hormone puberty blockers. For kids, that is. Stay with the psychotherapy. I mean, really, I don't understand why that was such a big deal. Right? Come on, we both know it. We both know how that works. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. So seriously. This is really serious stuff. And really what has to happen here. You parents, some of you listening to the show to badmouth me, whatever, you love your kids? Then do more research than people, than just people that are on your side. Don't do the research that just affirms what your kid wants to do. Do the research that'll be uncomfortable for you, but at least will help you make the right decision for your child. I don't know any other way to put it. Florida crime trending down while California skyrockets. And this nut job is running around the globe now, Newsom, telling everybody what a great state we have, how much freer we are. I guess depending on your point of view, we're freer to break into cars, I guess. We're freer to do a smash and grab. We're freer to steal all kinds of stuff, apparently. Right? Again, it's just amazing. California, they're spiking violent crime just out of control. If California had a law in order to DAs, if you had a governor of California like previous governors, including Reagan, who were pro-law enforcement, pro-law and order, They were hammering George Gascon, the DA, and Chesa Boudin and Pamela Price, campaigning for Law and Order DA candidates. Well, they, you know what? They're not. Oh, they had a new way they were going to approach crime. Yeah, they were going to prosecute it. That's how they approached it. The FBI today released its annual report, well, last week, Annual National Crime. It analyzed the 2022's crime trend and focused violent incidents decreased by 1.7 last year when compared to 2021. Violent crimes are defined as incidents such as rape, robberies, armed assault, and homicide. Well, murders and non-negligent manslaughter specifically dropped by 6.1% last year, while rape incidents decreased by 5.4%. These are national average. National violent crime stats for 2022 are only a fraction of a percent higher. California? The violent crime stats for California and Florida are wildly different. Got chasms in them. Violent crimes for the state of Florida fell by 32% for all of 22. 23% when you compare it to 21 data. Now, California saw violent crime spike by 13%. But he's doing a great job. Just ask him. He'll tell you. The FBI switched to a new recording program at the start of January 21 called the National Incident-Based Reporting System. New reporting method was rolled out to provide a more thorough snapshot of offenses, which ones they were, where they were committed. I mean, just, again, it's just amazing to me. And people are buying this. People are talking about, this shows you where we are mentally. People talking about how great California is, how safe it is, how wonderful. The same thing with the country. And then you got morons at the White House actually believing we're at the best peace we've ever had in the Middle East. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Israeli military stated that they are escalating their ground invasion in Gaza. Additionally, they reported targeting Hezbollah sites in Lebanon and striking a military facility in Syria. The conflict, which began with Hamas' attack on Israel on October 7th, has resulted in over 9,000 casualties on both sides. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is advocating for aid for Ukraine.
Ukraine is part of it. Obviously, Israel enjoys overwhelming support, but we think it's also important that we have a part related to Asia.
He told reporters today he agrees conceptually with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on a sweeping package to provide funding to Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and the southern border. He added, however, that Democrats will have to include strong border provisions to get Republican support. Dave Collins, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I want you to be part of the solution, right? That means you've done your homework, you're working things through, you're figuring things out. Seriously. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. California's in big trouble. You know, I think I kind of figured out again why Newsom wants so many people. Remember, we heard there were 600,000 people that entered the country earlier. That HHS has no idea where they're at. But if we could round them up and send them to California, we might be able to save ourselves here. State of California has seen a rapid decline of population. Over 600,000 residents packing their bags, relocating, within the last 3 years. I mean, people used to go out of their way. I did the same thing. You go out of your way to move here. Right? You see the weather on TV. It looks beautiful. It's wonderful. And then you get here. And it was at that time. I mean, heck, I've been here a long time. Anyway. All right? I mean, and the bottom line with it is that it has changed so much. Now, California was always a popular place to live. But, you know, sunny weather, beautiful beaches, you could be in Hollywood, you could be up. I mean, people would joke here, you could be up skiing in the morning and then down at the beach later on in the afternoon. But a recent poll showed that 4 out of every 10 Californians, they want to leave. And they're starting to look where they can move, how they can get out. That's massive tax revenue gone. Any way you cut it. Situation in California has proven that the state needs to shift gears. I mean, some of the highest crime rates in the country, as you heard earlier, are here in California. I mean, we lost one California congressional seat. We may lose another. And instead of trying to grow the population, California legislators are working overtime to come up with legislation that makes it impossible to start a business, almost impossible to live here. Stabilizing the economy, they say, must be the first order of business to help Californians succeed. Right. How do you do that? You don't do that by continually raising taxes. That's craziness. You need to have young people, and young people, if you're not educating them properly, you got a problem. They've always been an asset to the state of California. That's where, you know, the tech industry looks for young people. They need them to settle down, buy a house, have children here. But now they can't afford to do any of that. They still got to live with mama and daddy. Now look, there's some great stuff here, right? But you got Tesla closing up shop, they're moving to Texas. And all kinds of stuff going. Higher education and research institutes here, well, they're considered top of the nation. But to what degree? What are you willing to give up? Do you know what I mean? 855. Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. Yeah, I got crazy stuff going on. Real quick. The Senate struck down a GOP anti-shutdown amendment. It would have created a permanent stopgap. And it was pretty much down party lines. If Congress doesn't do the work it needs to do by a certain amount of time, they don't get paid. Really that simple. It would require lawmakers to strike future government funding agreements without threat of a shutdown. See, why would that be so terrible? What's wrong with that? You notice that they don't do anything that holds themselves to task? Now, come on, honestly, they don't, right? It'd be nice for them to have to live with the decisions that they make. Or I should say, live with the decisions they make for us. So I know some of you are going to, some of you get mad at me when I put this stuff up here. But you talk about, I'm going to do two clips over the next two segments. One is a black professor and economic genius, I should say, tried to help us understand, there's no other way to put it, help us understand the economics of the black family, the economics of the black community. As he says, it's different. And it could be. I don't know. I'm not being funny. I'm not a black person. I don't know. So what you need to hear is from that community. You need to hear from, I'm sorry, but you need to hear from educated people from that community. Otherwise, what you're getting is information from a white guy who thinks he knows what's going on in the community. I've always found that to be crazy. I don't know about the rest of you, but I always get a kick out of what I see. And you know, I joke about this all the time. I see the little white girl there telling everybody what they need to know about the black community. Actually, I'll even go one step further. She's usually telling the black guy what he needs to know about the black community. Anybody else from me just find that so amusing? You see that clip with the young girls yelling at the cop in Baltimore, telling him that he is the problem because he doesn't understand how oppressed he is. Try that again. The white, little white girl is telling a black man that he's the problem because he doesn't realize how oppressed he is and how to, you know, fight back for his freedom. And yet, he's a police officer. He's in Baltimore. He's making decent money. Has decent benefits. These people are whacked. But it's the education that'll take care of all this. It's the education that'll make a difference. Really that simple. Here, take a look, take a listen.
You do look at the racial wealth gap. Yes, there is a gap based on 2019 data. The median wealth of the average white family is about $160,000 more than the median wealth of the average black family. But take into account just two other factors, family structure and education. The median wealth of the average married, college-educated black family is about $160,000 more than the median wealth of an average single-parent white family. So perhaps there are factors beyond just race that if we were being honest in this conversation, we could collectively tackle and come up with solutions. If the narrative for which you obtain and maintain power is based on this idea of a victimized community, then you have a perverse incentive to ignore all of this and just say that America is inherently racist and oppressive.
I mean, argue with that. No, seriously, argue with that. You can't. These guys are in it. Here's a black professor who studied economics, and you're still going to have some white kid tell him how wrong he is. Kid, and I do mean kid, which I get the biggest kick out of because it's funny how much information or how smart they perceive themselves to be all the time. We were all like that. I get it. I was like that too, right? We knew more. I always joked that my dad was a flaming idiot until I hit about 25. Then I don't know what he studied or what he did, but all of a sudden he became a genius. Loved everything he had to say, pretty much. 855-REAL-CHOW. 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the combo. Hey, remember I said MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe will get you anywhere from 30 to 70% off. In some cases, you know, you get buy one, get one free. But you're not going to know what's there. You're not going to know what's available for Christmas for your honey unless you head over there. And for the guys, I'll tell you what, ladies, I love the slippers. Enjoyed them very much. And he might too. Bathrobes, he might too. I'll tell you what, he'll love the sheets, and he'll love the blankets for sure. And I think we've pretty much got close to everything that they have. All right, coming up in the last segment, got one more to go. Yeah, you got one more to put up with me. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more happening on the Joe Messina Show. Again, head over to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live. You can listen live over there. You can get involved in the chat room. Or just sit back and enjoy. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. So I'm seeing your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Right? Appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I figured since it's Halloween, I'd go ahead and scare you a little bit. Here's one. I should scare y'all. Right? Rick Scott asked, nothing seems to slow him down. He said he asked FBI Director Wray a simple question. Is the U.S. safer today than it was when Joe Biden took office? Now, God bless Rick Scott, because that put this guy in a real tough position, right? Either he answers it honestly, which I don't even, I'm actually to the point now where I'm not so sure these guys can answer anything honestly. They've got away with this for so long. Nobody seems to hold their feet to the fire. And so I don't know. I don't know if you can do that anymore. It is an irritant. It is what it is, but it's still an irritant. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Take a listen. Let's see if I can make this work the first time, huh? No, of course, that would have been too easy. Come on. Why do you hate me so much? All right, there we go. Right there.
Is the United States safer from foreign terror threats today? Are we safer than when Joe Biden took office, from the day he took office?
He's looking totally perplexed.
What I would say to you is that the terror threats have elevated, but I also think there are a lot of things the country has done throughout law enforcement to be better prepared to deal with them.
In other words, no, we're not safer. I mean, seriously.
Is the United States safer from foreign terror threats today? Are we safer than when Joe Biden took office, from the day he took office? What I would say to you is that the terror threats have elevated, but I also think there are a lot of things the country has done throughout law enforcement to be better prepared to deal with them.
Yeah.
Is the United
States... He's saying no. We're not. And I don't know what he means by better prepared. What is it? You've got more people following Trump around, trying to make Trump the villain, right? I mean, investigating everything, anything and everything Trump. If your name has a TR in it, you've got a problem. And he's trying to tell you that it's safer? Or not so much, the threats are up, but we're more prepared to deal with them. I don't buy that for a minute. Trump was the one that funded law enforcement, not these guys. They could care less. And they lie so easily. You know, just amazing, right? Even Iran's exiled crown prince, he gets on the case not only of the United States, but of the Biden administration. He said their weak policies are what causing all the problems and the Gaza incident. And it's going to draw everybody into a war. I mean, this is not us. This is somebody else saying this. Remember, again, you won't hear this from the left, by the way. Remember, it was Donald Trump that was going to get us into a war. It was Donald Trump that was going to start World War III. Not even close. We were safer, more secure under him. Right? And think about something else. We had no wars going on. Trump put in a policy, he put in a program where, yes, we were going to start pulling out of Afghanistan. He had a different timetable, and he was going to pull out slower. Joe did it all in one shot, and what? Now we've got wars going on three different places right now, basically. So, I'm sorry, who was going to get us in trouble? Who was it? There's more military action going on right now, violent military action, today, than in the 4 years Donald Trump was president. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. Iran is pushing the envelope. It's trying to see how much they can get away with the U.S. before we do something. They know we're not going to retaliate in a really nasty way, like Trump would. You heard Trump's recent speech. They're going to work overtime to keep him out of office. I mean, globally. But you heard Trump's speech. If you create one drop of American blood, we will take a gallon of your blood. I'm sorry. That doesn't scare you. You're a moron. Right? They know. They know what he'll do. And that's what we've always needed. Presidents that would step up and say, you're not taking advantage of us. You're not hurting our people. You're not going to do this to us. Remember, when Trump told the Taliban, you kill one of our people, I will unleash hell on earth on you. We need more threats like that. No, what you got is Joey B and Democrats going, you know, we don't want the violence. We don't know what we're doing to get you mad. We're really going to stop. You need to let us know. you know, and they kill a bunch of people. They go, you know, we kind of provoked them. We really haven't moved to make it. Stop it. Stop me. And we do it here at home with our kids. They do it for our kids do bad things. Why? It's because of the area they grew up in. You can't really be mad at them. You can't. Bullpuckies, you can. It's just amazing. And people fall for this stuff. Because it sounds nice. It's squishy. It's what's happening in the churches across the country. Right? I mean, God's law is too tough for them. God's law sounds too dogmatic. God should be more loving and forgiving and understanding. God, these people are whacked. World War III, right around the corner. Yemen officially declared war on Israel. And then it launched, what? A large-scale ballistic and drone strikes. I mean, seriously. The Yemeni armed forces, they've declared war on Israel. Brigadier General Sari, the spokesperson for the Yemeni armed forces. He's also spokesperson for Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. He announced that they've launched massive military strikes against Israel. Now, in response to the missile strikes, the Israeli Defense Forces, they've been on high alert. They reported the successful interception of a surface-to-surface missile. I mean, the Israelis are going to be attacked from all areas. We need to have air support for them. It's really that simple. You have air support for them. Let these people know where they're... You know what? Bomb them back into the Middle Ages. If this is how they want to live, if their only goal is to run around and just start... They've never lived in peace. They haven't even lived in peace among themselves. So don't give me this crud as all they want is their... No, they don't. I said it the other day. I was kind of joking. Somebody sent me an email that I was right, which is... Think about it. When you hear people in this country, the hardcore loons on the left say stuff like, you know, we're on Native American land, and I feel sorry for that. We should give it back to them. Well, my first question is, with or without the buildings, number one. Number two is, how about the Israelis? I mean, in all reality, they are truly the Native Indians of their area. Not the Arabs. The Jews were there. The Israelis were there long before. But these kids have been polluted and bullpuckied by professors in these liberal colleges. Right? It's, again, amazing to me. They knew what they were doing. Right? The educators knew exactly what they were doing. I told you that one night, I went down to CNN to do an interview. I'm in the green room, and I don't want to say it this way, but with the woman that took down, what's his name, Bill O'Reilly. And Eric Bolling. And she's sitting there and she's talking and she said, you know, I was going to go into Congress. I was going to run for office. I had the people who would back me. I had the money. She said, I decided that maybe I shouldn't because I can do so much more in the classroom. Come on, let that sink in. You know what she's talking about. And she looked right at me. She said, I'm attractive. I'm smart. I know what these kids are looking for. And I can sway them easier in the classroom than I could possibly ever do any other way. I was like, whoa. No kidding. She's right. Wow. 855-RealJoe. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. Tell your friends, loved ones, unloved ones about the show. Head over to JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. There's so much you can do over there. Tell them to join us. They can join the chat room where there are smarter people than myself. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Watch you back here with me tomorrow.